Dictation for Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H. Creams writer, K-R-E-M-S-R-E-I-T-S-I-N-T-O-D-A-Y-E-R. August 2748. Address as a letter to Scott, S-C-O-T-T, Kasnin. K-A-S-T-N-I-N-G-P-A-C, 842-1110. Dear Mr. Kasnin, consultation for Mrs. Creams writer Deborah for abnormal kidney function. As you are aware, she was admitted to hospital after a fall back in May. Trauma and fracture, left-sided ribs, was at SNEPS for a period of time. Before that event in May, she was already developing generalized edema and some degree of orthopnea. Today comes accompanied with son and granddaughter, has followed with cardiology, Dr. Berlin, B-E-R-L-I-N. She's receiving a high-dose diuretics. I was not consulted when she was in the hospital in May. She used to work for the hospital, retired within the last 15 years. She has morbid obesity, uses a walker, lower extremity edema, cellulitis, ulcerations are improved or healed. Her appetite is poor. Two small meals plus snacking without any nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, soft stools but no diarrhea or bleeding. There is frequency urgency in nocturnal incontinence and she wears a pad but no cloudiness or blood or recent infection. Back in May in the hospital, there was hypoxemia, questioned CHF and was treated for potential pneumonia and sepsis. Her eyesight is decreased from glaucoma. Denies claudication symptoms, denies chest pain palpitations. There is chronic question orthopnea, mostly because of back pain. She sleeps in a recliner. There is some degree of neuropathy, but no claudication symptoms of discolor of the toes. Other review system appears to be negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history, morbid obesity, diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, leg edema, cellulitis, history of coronary artery disease, two stents, apparently 2008. Diastolic type congestive heart failure. She denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS or stroke. Is not aware of peripheral vascular disease, no liver abnormalities. Denies gastrointestinal bleeding. Denies anemia blood transfusion. Does have esophageal reflux. Next paragraph, surgeries including bilateral length implant, gallbladder, hysterectomy, tubes and ovaries. It was a partial hysterectomy. It still has the cervix for benign condition, tubal ligation, and coronary artery 2 or 3 stents. Next paragraph, no reported allergy. Next paragraph, denied smoking, alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph, denied family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, present medications, eye drug for glaucoma, metoprolol, Lasix, and Lentas. Previously, presently off, Norvas, Lipitor, Lisinopril, that was causing some cough, although took it for many years, and no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 251, blood pressure 160 over 90 on the right side. Morbid obesity, pleasant. I recognize her from the hospital. Alert orientation 3. no gross tachypnea, normal speech, normal eye movements, no mucosal abnormalities, no gross palpable thyroid lymph nodes, no gross carotid bruise, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, 3+ bilateral edema, no gross focal deficit, eyesight is decreased. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are from July. Creatinine baseline creatinine has been around 2021, 2023, around 1.2. No blood test done until this admission in May 2025. At that time, creatinine was 3.14. By the time of discharge, was down to 2.2. In July, 1.75, repeat 1.40. If that will be baseline, that will be GFR 39 stage 3B. Most recent sodium potassium acid base is normal. There is low albumin at 3.2. Corrected calcium normal, phosphorus not elevated, glucose in the 200s. Anemia around 11. Normal white blood cell platelet. MCV low at 84, albumin creatinine ratio, gross proteinuria more than 300. She's been over the last, in July back in 865, but many years back, 2019 was already more than 1,000. Urine protein electrophoresis shows albuminuria. Protein creatinine ratio 2.0, which is non-nephrotic range. Prior vitamin D25 was low, less than 30. She was 10/19. Complement levels were done, which is normal. Protein electrophoresis on blood. No monoclonal protein. Prior uric acid quite high at 12.7 back in July. Normal thyroid. Last A1C available 7.8. Normal B12. In the hospital, blood cultures were negative. No blood in the urine. Two years back, iron studies, low ferritin less than 30 and low saturation less than 20. Back in May, at the time of hospital, CT scan, chest, abdomen, and pelvis, without contrast. Evidence of coronary artery calcifications with the presence of stents. Normal liver, spleen enlarged at 13. Kidneys normal size without obstruction. Probably a cyst on the left kidney, no urinary retention, atherosclerosis of aorta, iliac arteries and branches. She has abdominal hernia. And the fracture left-sided number 4, 5, and 6 ribs. There was pneumonia consolidation on the left lower lobe. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Chronic kidney disease, question progression. Presently stage 3B to 4. Risk factors include long-standing diabetes with diabetic nephropathy and gross proteinuria, although not reaching nephrotic range, uncontrolled hypertension, extensive atherosclerosis, considering potential renal artery stenosis, besides proteinuria, no activity in the urine to suggest glomerulonephritis or vasculitis, no obstruction of the kidneys or urinary retention. Blood test will be updated. She has iron deficiency anemia that needs to be updated. We'll check electrolyte, acid-base, calcium, phosphorus, nutrition, parathyroid for secondary hyperparathyroidism. We will do a renal Doppler for renal artery stenosis. We might be able to restart losartan as she reported cough induced by lisinopril. All issues discussed with the patient and family members. They are aware what is the meaning of advanced chronic kidney disease, and we are trying to prevent reaching the state of dialysis. Further advice to follow. End of dictation.